Okay, so welcome back, listeners. Today we're going deep on something, well, kind of unnerving, to be honest.
Unnerving, but definitely fascinating.
Exactly. AI in war zones, specifically the Middle East. And, this isn't some sci-fi what-if scenario anymore.
Right. We'll be referencing AI in war zones, revolutionizing Middle Eastern battlefields to kind of guide us through all this.
It's really happening. So, what we're trying to unpack here is, how is AI actually being used right now? What the risks, the potential upsides, what does this even mean for the future of, well, war everywhere, not just the Middle East?
Big questions. And honestly, a lot of people think of, Terminator or something when they hear AI and war. But the reality, at least according to this text, is much more nuanced.
Okay, so less killer robots, more like what, drones and stuff?
Exactly. Autonomous drones and vehicles. That's a big one.
So these things are like making decisions on their own.
Pretty much, yeah.
Right.
They can do things like reconnaissance, so gathering intel, without a human directly controlling them.
I mean, that's got to be a huge change for how battles are fought.
Yeah.
But what about the whole taking humans out of the loop thing? That seems risky.
Oh, it definitely raises some ethical eyebrows. But supporters of AI say it has advantages humans just can't match.
Like what?
Well, speed and precision, for one. The text gives this example. Imagine an AI system that can analyze data from, satellites, sensors, all that, to find and hit a mobile missile launcher, and do it accurately enough to keep civilian casualties super low.
So AI could actually make war less bad.
Possibly. But it's not that simple. Can we trust machines with life or death calls? What happens when the AI makes a mistake or, the data's wrong? These are big questions, and nobody's really got all the answers yet.
Yeah, it's kind of mind-blowing. But drones are just one part of this, right? This text also talks about how AI is changing intelligence gathering.
Huge part. Think about it. Military analysts are drowning in data. Satellite images, communications intercepts, social media, it never ends. No human can process all that effectively, but AI can.
So it's like a super analyst.
Yeah. Sifting through mountains of data, finding patterns, threats, stuff humans might miss completely. And not just reacting, AI can predict stuff too.
Like predict what the enemy's gonna do next.
Exactly. Analyze past events, current trends, and say, hey, things are heating up over there. Could be trouble brewing. Pretty wild stuff.
And then there's the whole cyber warfare thing.
Oh, yeah, that's becoming a central part of conflict. It's like the digital battleground, and AI is right in the thick of it. The text talks about, for instance, autonomous malware.
Autonomous malware.
Yeah, like self-replicating computer viruses, basically. Cripple infrastructure, steal data, all that. And on the flip side, AI can also be used to defend against those attacks, like a digital shield.
So it's AI versus AI, kind of like a high-tech arms race in cyberspace.
Yeah, exactly. Except the stakes are way higher than any arms race we've seen before. Think about the chaos if an AI system caused, like, nationwide blackouts or took down the financial markets. It's a scary thought, for sure.
It is. Okay, so we've covered a lot. What's the, I guess, the TLDR for our listeners trying to wrap their heads around all this AI stuff?
I'd say the main takeaway is this: AI is transforming warfare, period. Some upsides, like better accuracy, insane data crunching, but also massive risks and ethical dilemmas. It's not black and white.
And what should we even be doing about this?
That's the million-dollar question. Can we get some kind of international rules in place, before things get out of hand? Can we control this technology at all?
Heavy stuff. Well, thanks to everyone for joining us as we took a deep dive into AI and war zones. And thanks to you for breaking all that down.
Of course, always glad to chat about this
It's
stuff.
a topic that's not going away, that's for sure. So yeah, listeners, keep those questions coming, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.